from the Illinois State Fair on University of Illinois Extension, Todd Gleason. It is the very first day of the State Fair in Springfield, Illinois. If you've not made it to a State Fair ever, you should go to one. Your State Fair, whatever that happens to be, it's a great event. The very first time, by the way, that I happened to make my way to a State Fair was 1982, at least to work at a State Fair. Very first time I went on the radio was from the Illinois State Fair Network. And that was in 1983, a very long time ago. For those in the local listening area, if you know Terry Green from Mahomet, he was the chief of staff at one point for the 15th District Representative Tom Ewing. He used to do this job as well, and he and I did the Illinois State Fair Radio Network all around the grounds, from the Lincoln Stage, the fairgrounds, and the Coliseum, and the grandstand. And it's just a really fantastic thing. This first day of the State Fair, beautiful skies. It's a great day to come out to Springfield. Mike Zuccolo, I know you're in Kansas right now, in Atchison. I bet Kansas has a great State Fair, and I'm sure you probably made your way to the Indianapolis, or in Indianapolis for the Indiana State Fair over your lifetime, maybe to Ohio as well. These are grand events, Mike. Glad to have you on the line with me this morning. I have not looked, Mike, at any of the numbers. Can you tell me what they are at this time?
You bet, Todd. September corn's up about a penny, 364.5, about a penny off the highs. December about three quarters higher at 376, about 1.25 off the highs as well. September beans now down 12.75. Lead month August down 27, however, so unwinding of spreads. November beans down 12.75 at 914.25, about a penny off the lows. Wheat is the leader to the upside today, up 7.5 in the September at 510.75. December up 6.75 at 515.75. Over in the livestock, hogs in the August up 12 at 1, excuse me, the August fat cattle up 12 at 148.97. October up 2 at 147.90. August hogs up 30 cents at 78.92. Dollar index is down 66 ticks in the September contract at 96.39. And the West Texas Intermediate September crude oil up 16 cents at 42.39.
Excellent. So when you got a look, Mike, earlier in the week at USDA numbers, and we talked about these for quite a while, but they had a game-changing effect on the marketplace. Did they do that for you? And has the rebound that happened yesterday changed your mind at all?
Yes, they did have the game-changing effect, I think, Todd, from a standpoint that the USDA is going to go into harvest with big numbers. And so our break with 2010 similarities in terms of price action is probably set in stone unless the weather this next 6 to 10 days disappoints the trade, which I think that's really been the meat and potatoes of how the bean market has traded so whipsaw since the numbers came out. The sharp limit down move on the report numbers being so big, but then the recovery yesterday and the back and forth trade since the report really has been, in my view, pretty much all weather related, with drier forecasts coming in amidst wetter forecasts here recently. So no, that weather has not really shifted my bias. It's one of the things that could shift my bias if we were dry next week. I think next week is the time that I would say the beans would stop being the leader to the downside if we came in drier than expected. Otherwise, I'm preparing the clients and subscribers for downside movement and a break into the harvest time period. That break, however, I will probably be getting some crop insurance calls bought, especially in the corn, due to what the report said.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that there's a lot of producers, and they've certainly called since the report, east of the Mississippi River, and even some over here that have gotten in touch with me and suggested that that crop is just not there. In other words, they're starting to walk the fields. They're seeing shallow kernel depth. They're seeing tip back from the wet and then the dry moisture being a hit and miss at times and coming at the wrong times. Obviously, USDA is not going to see that until they get later down the road, but these producers are thinking they're going to have a crop insurance claim because their yields are going to be lower, and they don't want to miss out on that potential crop insurance claim, and so they're looking to protect the upside at this stage of the game going into, say, the September or even the October report. And I think that's something that I have to look at because there's quite a bit of money potentially on the table at this stage.
So you're looking to cover those bushels that they do not have? And would not produce, is that right?
That's exactly right. That's where you'll start. I mean, if you're in a bona fide hedge position, you don't want to take a speculative position and do anything that you think you will have as far as yield. But those bushels that you think you're not going to have, in other words, if you have an APH of 175 and you think you're only going to have 150 as far as whole farm yield, then that's the 15 bushels that you cover with the upside. And if you wanted to go farther than that in terms of bushel coverage, those are the ones you want to peel off, especially if you're right, or make the off-the-combine sales if the market does indeed rally.
What's your expectations for the rest of the day today and then next week? Of course, the tour will be headed out across the Midwest, the Full Farmer Crop Tour, and try to get a better handle on what the crop size is. I suppose that's going to be a pretty important event this year.
It will. I think it'll take a back seat to the actual precip totals in the middle part of the country, as well as the crop conditions on Monday. I think the trade is going to probably take these USDA numbers into the next 30 days and not fight what the numbers had to say. My assessment is pretty simple at this point. If it stays wet and the dollar does not break harder than the lows that we just tested in corn this week, that 357.5 low could be tested and probably will be tested by fresh lows in the beans. The beans will continue, I think, to lead the market lower. So that's kind of how I'm looking at this situation. It's nice to see the dollar down on the week and the wheat up on the week. We'll see if we can carry that type of theme all the way through to the end of the day today.
What are downside objectives in the bean market at this point in that case?
Great question. 615 low is at 895.75 level. Todd, if you take that out, I would put another 60 cents from this 920 area on the table. In other words, 860 to 870 would be
right.
An area that I'd be looking for November beans. That would probably allow the December corn to get pulled down to around 345. So with us trading at about 375 right now, yes, you could probably go after a little bit of hedging here to try and pick off, you know, 25, 30 cents, but I think it'd be much smarter to do it in the beans because, again, if the rains come next week, it's going to help the bean crop more than it will the corn crop at this stage.
So this week, things have conspired against the farmer for lower corn prices. I'd like to go through quickly, and we have, about 2 minutes left, Mike. Some of those factors, the USDA report, China's devaluation of the yuan, anything else that has put weight into the marketplace?
I think the other biggest factor was the weather. I think that the trade was starting to get nervous, but then the crop conditions this past week stayed unchanged. And I think that really set the tone, along with the Chinese devaluation, that you had to have, almost had to have, a bullish report by USDA. And not only did they not give us that, but in the beans, they essentially took you up 150 to 200 million bushels on ending stocks for this coming year than what the trade average had expected. And so it really was a very big slam. And I think it goes back to the way they looked at this was mainly based upon the crop conditions versus last year and the July rainfall totals. They had a July rainfall total and percent of normal in their crop production briefing. And I think they took a lot of that and took that very seriously. And that's why we had that acreage, harvested acreage number go down so low. And in the midst of that, it had actual yield increase.
Yeah, and just a few seconds left. Any reason why producers in the marketplace would take into account the very dry conditions across Europe?
Well, I think this is where the wheat and the corn are starting to show a little bit better look because of the global situation. And I think the corn globally is looking a lot more friendly, price-friendly, than what the USDA report would suggest and certainly what the price action would suggest as well. So corn looks to me to be the best potential long position to cover any kind of lost hedge opportunity.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again this afternoon, Mike.
Have fun and not too many elephant ears, Todd.
I'm trying not to. Mike Zuzulo is with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Atchison, Kansas, joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report. I'm Illinois, University of Illinois Extension, Todd Gleason. This is WILL AM 580 HD1 Urbana.